Tonight's shiur is the Refuah Shleima for Yehoshua David ben Malka, Be'ezus Hashem. A number of years ago, there was a fellow, we shall call him Chaim, decided he's going to buy a lottery ticket. The lottery ticket at that point was $3 million. They were raffling off. And Chaim bought a ticket. He meets his friend David. And David said, you know, I just bought a lottery ticket for $3 million lottery. He says, well, you can't win because I'm going to win. We both can't win. He says, you know what? Let's double our chances at winning at least $1.5 million. Like this, I'm going to get everything and you'll get nothing, but maybe I'll get nothing and you'll get everything. So you know what? Let's be Makabel Kenyan. Took off his yarmulke and made Kabbalah's Kenyan that if I win, I'm going to split it with you. And if you win, you're going to split it with me. David says, great idea. They made the Kenyan. Terrific. A week later, the lottery was drawn, and they published the winning numbers in the newspaper. So Chaim calls up David, 10 o'clock at night. He says, David? Yeah. He says, you still up? He says, yeah. He says, you obviously didn't read the paper. He says, no. He says, well, remember that lottery that you put in money for to win the $3 million lottery? He said, yeah. He says, well, I looked in the paper, and you're number one. He says, really? Sprinzel, guess what? We're rich. So Chaim says to David, now don't forget that, you know, we made a Kenyan that if you win, you're going to split it with me. Silence on the phone. And he says, well, you have to understand, it was a smachta, I didn't really mean it, it's, yeah, you know, Chaim, you've been a friend of mine, I'll send you a plate of chocolates and flowers for Shabbos, but forget about it, don't even dream you're going to see this money. Chaim says, that's what I thought you'd say, I just wanted you to know that I won, and I just wanted to make sure that you wouldn't split it with me, so I'm not splitting with you. A good night. And he hung up the phone. So the question is, exactly how binding was this Kabbalah's Kenyan? Are they bound? Are they not bound? What's going on? So if you remember, last week, there was a Mishnah that says, Ve'elohin apsulim. These people are Pasul Le'edus. Who's Pasul Le'edus? Well, the first one is Hamisachek Bekuvya. Chavrusha tells me it's Kubaya, cubes. But, you know, in the Sprach, we call it Misachek Bekuvya. Misach Bekuvya is Pasul Le'edus. And the Gemara asked, as you recall, Maiko Ovid, what did he do wrong? And Rabbi Bar Chama said, Mishum Da'avi Asmachta V'asmachta Lokanya. I only agreed to pay the money because I thought I was going to win. That's the only reason I agreed. I never would have agreed otherwise, and therefore it's nothing. Comes along Rav Sheshes, and he says, in such a situation, Asmachta is Kanya. But the reason is, he's not busy contributing to society. A person who doesn't contribute to society is Pasul Le'edus. The Gemara, if you'll go through, you'll see that the Gemara really comes out that seemingly we paskin like Reb Yehuda. Because Reb Yehuda really says, when does this apply? Only when they have an umnes. But if they have another, if they don't have an umnes, if they have a parnasa, they're not pasul le'edus. So really the way the Rishonim explain it, they say it like this. According to Rav Sheshes, it was a machlokes. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Chama, it was a machlokes. What's the reason for the psul? Is the reason for the psul because of, like the Tanakama, because it's an asmachta? And according to the Chachanim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason is because he's not Isaac v'Yeshuva Shaloyim. And according to Rav Sheshes, no, it's not a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the reason for the Tanakama. There's no machlokes here. And everybody agrees the only reason you're apostle is because you're not Isaac v'Yeshuva Shaloyim. The Gemara subsequently says that we learned in a Braisa, we learned in a Memra, that Kol Makom Shamar Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, Eino Yel Lefash de Bechamas, and the Gemara comes out, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer. I mean, I'm almost losing the place. The bottom line of the Gemara, it would seem that that we would pass him like Rav Yehuda, and the problem is because he's Eino Isaac B'Yeshuva Shalom. That seems to be the Haskama. Now, Taisus wants to know, why is there no problem of Asmachta? So we mentioned last week, Rabbeinu Tam said to Yisoid, that normally Asmachta is, I'm obligating myself on a condition, and I had no upside. It was only a downside. Whereas, if the only way I'm going to be able to win the bet is if I obligate myself, so since there's shared risk, I could win or I could lose, and you could win and you could lose. So, in compensation for the chance of me getting the win, I'm willing to obligate myself on the loss. The end of Taisus is where we began with the Maamar Kaimis of this week. Taisus makes the following stipulation. If you look at the bottom Taisus on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Taisus says as follows. Umishum, this is Shalav Girsa, Mikol Mokon, Hachi Posak, the Misachik Bekuvya, that somebody who gambles, Kosher Le'edos, the Paskin Kriyab Yehuda, we Paskin Kriyab Yehuda, the Kim and Sheesh Lo'omnes, Shaloi Hu, as long as he has another, he contributes to society, he is Kosher. V'hod the Paskin and the Misach Bekuvya Kani, but this that we say, that when you gamble, the Kinyan is Chal, Davka Kishem Moishneim Al Pi Hadaf. This is only if the money is sitting on the table. I don't think they anybody here ever saw or heard about a game called poker, in which you put the money on the table. But, you know, nowadays, that is in the olden days, nowadays they put chips on the table. But in the olden days, they put their bets, they put the money on the table. So if you put the money already on the table, so then it's going to be kinda if you gamble. Why? Lefi shehadaf v'hamakoyim, that place is konui, it shall acquire or it's acquired by whoever wins. If I win the bet, then I get the place, and my place is kind of the money. In other words, the money is sitting in my rishos. Why? Because we're shutfin on this board where we put the money. And if I win, then I get the money. The board is zoiche in the money for me. And if I lose, then the money is zoich in the money for you. The board is zoich in the money for you. It's like kinyan chotzer, it would seem. In order to be kind of the money that's sitting on it. People who just bet on trust. Even if they made a Kabbalah's kinyan azoi, they made a Kabbalah's kinyan. So, it won't help. Not getting into the Gemara in Nedarim, but it seems from the Gemara over there that even though Kabbalah's Kinyan in and of itself is not sufficient to be able to remove the halacha of Asmachta, but if you make a Kinyan in a Bezdin, when some Rishonim say Bezdin Choshev, so then Asmachta will be Kanya. Parenthetically, somebody asked me last week, is there any way to avoid in an actual shtar an argument, you know, we had agreements, and then the guy comes afterwards, I was on a smachta. So the way standard operating procedure in Batidin is when you write up a contract, at the bottom of the things, you have a whole disclaimer that everything we're doing here is being all the tanoim al pi tanoi god b'nei ruven. So there should be no taina of that it's not, that didn't follow the laws of tanoim. And you're right that we're mevatel kol moedah, that there should be no disclaimer that I was under duress when I did it. And what we write is, and all of the terms and conditions here were, we made a kinyan from now, me'achshav, bebezdin choshev, in a reputable bezdin. And
it wasn't a bezdin, they're writing it
anyway. They're writing it anyway, the makabel kinyan on it, and we could discuss whether it has halachic teeth. It doesn't have halachic teeth, but the standard operating procedure is you write this, and that will be meitzim de'asmach. But what Taisus says is, but it's time to make a Kabbalah's kinyan with nothing. And therefore, back to our friend Chaim and David, it would come out, technically speaking, he was trusting him that he's going to give him the money. They made a Kabbalah's kinyan, it was Shaloi Bebezdin, there was no shtar written up. And therefore, Chaim has the right to walk away. He just wanted to pick David's brain to see if he was big as skunk as he was, and he saw he was, so therefore it's all's fair in love and war. But other than that, he wouldn't be bound. That would seem to be what we would say according to Taisus. However, if you look in Shulchan Aruch brings seemingly three shittas. That's in Simen Reish Zayin, in the Ramah, in Sif Yud Gimel. The Ramah says, I don't know if it's in the Maamar Kaimis, it is, Taka. He says like this. He says that, Avol im ein biyado legamri, something which is completely beyond your control. Not in anybody else's control. Keep going to Mesach B'Kuvya, people who are gambling. He doesn't know he's going to win, the other guy's going to win. Afilo hachi hisna, and you made the condition anyways. Of course, the kinyan is chal, because the risk factor, I have what to win, I have what to lose. Therefore, he does it. The Medamar Morim, Kishesoichim b'mois muchanim. You need the money should be ready. The money's sitting on the table. It's all ready. Aval im soichim b'amana, if it's just on trust, ein motziyin mimenoi ma'ashehifsin. You can't collect what you lose. Seemingly, even if you make a kinyan, you can't collect on it. If the money is sitting out, v'yeish aimrim, afilu nosim ma'ashken ala mois lamahani, if you give him a mashkin that you're going to pay, doesn't help. The mois enka mashkin enka, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, I believe, Zion, that if a person obligates himself on something he's not obligated, and he gives a mashkin on it, so it doesn't create an obligation. Okay. Avo, kisha mois muchanim al hadaf, when the money is sitting on the table, mudu lischit, ve'en boim asmachta, udaloi ki yesh cholkin, ve'oisrin lischit becholinyin. And others say that you can't do that. You can't do that altogether. Kinyin shminyin doesn't help you. Mesach bekuvya is awesome. V'yesh aymim, de'enu moter rak, kishadav shamois monochim of konolishneim. It has to be, like Tyson seems to say, that it has to belong to both parties, that it could be kinder for each party. Now, and this, the Sma explains, and the Goyin also explains, each one explains a different chelik. The first chelik is, why do you need the money to be out? So, the way, I believe the Sma explains, he says as follows. You need the money out, even if it's not considered an asmachta and it's kanya. He uses a strange lashon, and I'm not going to get exactly what he means, but he says it's not a choyv gomer. You made a kinyan on an asmachta, and since there's a risk factor here, it's kanoi, but it doesn't create a genuine choyv. It would seem to be like something that you should pay, but you're not obligated to pay. It's not a choyv gomer. And since it's not a choyv gomer, we can't pull the money out of your pocket. If the money's sitting on the table, so I'm not pulling it out of your pocket, we can make you pay. But to simply, but to extract the money from his pocket, you can't do that with an asmachta, with a mesach bekuvya. Then he says, what about the shita that holds you need to own the table? That's even if you don't own the table. The other sheet says, no, that's also not good enough. You have to be able to create a kinyan on the money as soon as it happens, and then he's kind of the money as soon as we win the bet. It's already in my rishus, and I'm kind of. It's not enough that it's not in your rishus. He has to already be sitting in my rishus to be able to collect. What's the third sheet that holds who asks b'chol inyan? So this seems to be, the Goyin says, this is the sheet of Sarambam. Now before we see the sheet of Sarambam, you really have to know. It's not the Rambam's Chiddush, it's a Gemara Mefereshes in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. It's on Kuf Mem Tes, Amid Beis. It says as follows. I'm going to make a shtickle lobotomy on the Gemara because to go through the whole sugi is not possible. And the Gemara says as follows. My time up, it says, Mafis Odom, a person could make a lottery, as it were, in Bonavim B'nei Beisa, with his family, with his children, his sons and daughters, al ha-shulchan, afilu mona godoyla k'negin mona ketan. He could say, okay, I'm going to pull out a thing, whoever guesses the right number gets this piece of chicken. He says, oh, I like that piece, I want a top, I want a bottom. You could do it with your own family. Why? Because you own everything. So it's all yours. And the reason is to teach your kids how terrible it is to gamble. Because the kid who doesn't get the piece of chicken that he wants, he says, oh, that's what it is to gamble. I'm not going to risk real money on this. Okay, I get a bottom instead of a top, or the other way around. But so therefore, you're allowed to do it. That's just the hatim on tam kuvya. They should understand how terrible it is. So my time, but you can't make lotteries with other people. My time, if you raffle off pieces and everyone had equal rights, they all paid the same amount of money, and you go to a dinner, and everybody paid for the dinner, and then you say, okay, who's going to get this tray? And this tray has a scrawny little piece of chicken, and the next tray has a big, healthy piece. No, you can't do that. You can't make a lottery. Why? It says mishum mesach bekuvya, and Rashi says on this Gemara the gezvelu the asmachta loy kanya. So it seems to be a mefurish Gemara like the Rambam that asmachta is not kanya. The Gemara doesn't say ulu rav sheish is the ama asmachta kanya. Unless it's a Gemara, there's no you can't negotiate with the Gemara. It would seem. So the shaila is, and if you look in the Lashon HaRambam, if the Rambam was simple, then there wouldn't have been hundreds, I shouldn't be magazim, tens of Rishayim and Achrayim who are trying to understand what the Rambam says. You look in all the Nisei Kalim and you look in the back in the Frankel Rambam, you'll see, because there's two Rambams. The Rambam in Hilchos, I only gave you one of them. The Rambam in Hilchos, Gezeila V'Aveda, Perek Vav, says as follows. Sif Yud. Hamisachakim Bekuvya. People who play with dice, Ketzad. Elam Hashem Misachakim Be'itzim O'Bitzroyus O'Bat Somus Kiyotzman Be'oysen Tanai B'Neim. They make deals amongst themselves. Shekol Hanoitzeach Eschaver Be'oys Eschoik Yikach Mimena Kach V'Kach. Whoever wins, collects the money. Hareza Gezel Midivrayim. It's Gezel Midirabona. Even though he took the money willfully from the guy agreed. He's taking money for nothing. Derech soik, by way of a game. The hesel and a joke. Harei ze gezel, goizel. Okay, and then he continues, etc., etc. Kol kiyotze b'dvarim elu, hakol osur v'gezel midivrehu. It's gezel midirabona. But if he's mesach bekuvi with a guy, ain't boy me eser gezel. Now that's a problem. Those are fighting words right away. Because the Rambam holds gezel akum is also midaraisa. And if it's really gezel, so what do you mean to say it's not considered gezel? Avul yesh ba eser oisik b'dvarim b'talim, but it's still also because you're wasting your life. You have no business engaging in trivial pursuit. That is what the Rambam seems to say. So the Rambam seems to say that there's a problem of gezel derabbanon by misach bekuvia. Now, it's what they call ismin maisha isminisht. Either you're maisha, you're not maisha. That means if you hold misach bekuvia is koine, so why is it gezel midirabbanon? If misach bekuvia is not koine, why isn't it gezel deraisa? How do you have it both ways? Just to complicate matters, is that the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos says that in Perek Yud, you don't have it there, Haloch Dalid, he says, V'chein misach bekuvia, these are the psuei drabonon, V'hu shalotia l'umnes elahu, he's only possible in Eidos if he has no other job. Hoyo v'eino oisib yishuv v'shalalim, harei zeh, b'chezka sh'oichel min ha'kuvia. We could assume that he benefited from the kuvia, Shehu avak gezel, which is dust of gezel. He's having it both ways. It's avak gezel. It's any osik v'shuva shel olam. Okay, so what do you do with the Rambam? So I'm just going to give you three possibilities, just to, you know, to whet your appetite of what could be the shita of the Rambam. The Beis Yosef learns that really the Rambam holds that nesach bekuvya is not koina, like the Gemara in Shabbos. However, he holds that you're only possible a eidos by misach bekuvya when we saw you gambling with Jews. So if we see you gambling with Jews, so then you're a gazlan, and therefore seemingly you're a gazlan deraisa and you're out of the box. However, if we never saw you gambling with Jews, but we saw you gambling with goyim, so if you have another parnasa, there's no reason to believe that you didn't make money and with Jews you never were pashut yad to collect. However, if we see you gambling with goyim, and we didn't see you gambling money with Jews, and you have no other visible means of support, we could assume that you were gambling with Jews, and therefore you're apostle. But it's only the rabbanon because we don't know you have cheskes kashus. That is how the Kesef Mishnah understood the Beis Yosef, understood the Rambam. Take a look in Kesef Mishnah. The Radvaz in Shuvas, it's in Chelek Dalid, Simin Elef, Tafnim Zayin, says as follows: Misach Bekuvya Avada is not Koina. But this fellow, who is Misach Bekuvya, he's Moira Heter. Now that's a klal in Hilchos Eidos. You see a guy doing an Avera, and there's reason to believe that he didn't realize that it was Aser. So there are many Rishonim that say he's not possible Eidos. He didn't have. How should he know that this is something that's Aser? He thinks that's a Chumrah, it's a Fromakin dude. He didn't know the Chap is Halacha. So therefore he's not possible Eidos. Zokter, since he made a Kenyan, and he thinks that Yeah, the Rav Sheshes held that the Asmachta Kanya. So he's entitled to think Asmachta Kanya, and the guy gave him the money willfully. So he's Mara Heter to think that he's okay. But to that, together with the fact that he was really stealing, because it was Asmachta Lo Kanya. And in condition to that, he is Eino Oisib Yishuv Shalaylam. So we push the wall down on him. He says, so it really is Gezel, but he won't be Pasul Eidos until he's Eino Oisib Yishuv Shalaylam. Then we make him Pasul Eidos. Exactly how he explains it, you'll take a look over there. Third way I want to be medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is beautiful, as you all know. The Rambam's lashon is Hareza gezel midivrehim. Aval pi shebirotzon habaylim lokach. Even though he took the money willfully, hoyo v'lokach maman chaveroi bichinam derech schoik v'hesul hareza gezel. So what I believe he's saying is, this is not Gezel. This is Avak Gezel. It's the dust of Gezel. What does that mean to say? The guy gave, first of all, the guy made a bet. And maybe Asmacht is Kanya, maybe it's not Kanya, all bets are off on it. Pardon the pun. Right? Maybe Asmacht is Kanya, maybe Asmacht is not Kanya. But in addition, like the Rambam says, he gave him the money, the bet was over. And then the guy came to collect, he pulled out of the money out of his pocket and he handed it to him. So he felt obligated to give him the money. You gave me the money. What do you want from me? If he thinks I don't deserve it, let him take me to Besdin, or then tell me I don't owe you the money. But he gave me the money willfully because he felt obligated. But you took money simply for nothing. He gave you money and you said, yeah, for a joke, for a game, you're taking money? What kind of attitude do you have? That's Gezel Derabbanan. That's Avak Gezel. Now, since ultimately he gave it to you willfully, we're not going to just knock him out of the box, because it's not really Gezel. But that, together with the fact that he has no visible means of support, we see a general attitude of the person. That this person, we're going to see, if you've learned the Rambam, you'll learn the Rambam says, a person she'ena b'tayra b'deinu b'derech eretz, a person who's not min ha'yishuv, is posel le'edus. Why? Because such a person, he has no compunctures to give edus sheker also. So a person who's willing to take other people's money for alay davar, for a joke, and he has no, and he's not oisiv b'yeshuva shalaylam, such a person, the chachamim asked them, pasel them, midirabba. Okay, let me move on. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira, but before we go there, let me tell you a story. It's also a true story. There was a fundraiser, we'll call him Aaron. He was Gvir, somewhat. And he was raising money for his favorite yeshiva, and he calls up his friend Shmuel. He says, Shmuel, have I got a yeshiva for you? You gotta give the mamish, they're teaching the bachrim, and it's hafla that you should come there night, said you'll see the asmada. Meridik. He says, yeah, okay. You can put me down for $100. $100? That's a matana by you, $100? Ridiculous! You should be giving to this yeshiva, you should be giving $1,000. He says, listen, I have a lot of commitments. I give to a lot of yeshivas. And for your yeshiva, I'll give them $100. He said, this is, I myself give this yeshiva 3 times that a year. He says, listen, you're talking about what you give to tzedakah and what I give to tzedakah. Gleibt mir, I give more money to tzedakah every year than you do. He says, yeah? Aaron says, I have a great idea. You make a cheshbon of how much money you gave to tzedakah last year. And I'll make a cheshbon how much money I gave to tzedakah last year. And we'll see who gave more. And whoever gave less will have to give the difference to my yeshiva. That means I'm going to... And Ilu Yitzur, you gave more, I'll give the difference to the yeshiva of your choice. Shmuel says, you're on. It's a deal. Okay. So they go home. And Aaron, much to his credit, gave $40,000 to Meiser. That was, he gave a chaymish. Amish to his credit. He made $200,000 and he gave a chaymish. He gave $40,000. Gevaldik. Shmuel, on the other hand, who was a much bigger gvir, gave $250,000 to Meiser. Okay? More than the guy earned. More than he earned in the whole year. He gave the. So he says, okay, $210,000 you got to give to the yeshiva of my choice. So Aaron says, excuse me, I'm not a big bucky in Shulchan Aruch and everything, but I think it's an asmachta. So, how do you deal with this? So there's really tshuvos, which almost had a similar, if you saw the Maamar Kaimis, very similar. I'm going to have to, again, I have to cut to the chase over here. The Rivash had a shaila where there were two people that in the olden days, the kehila would be taxed. You know, the government would come down and they'd say, okay, everybody in the kehila, you all give 50,000 silver coins to the king. So the kehila would get together and they would figure out who has to give what. The gevirim give more, the aniyim give less, and everybody in the middle. So there were two gevirim who were talking. And one gevir says to the other, you know, it's so not fair. The kehila went and was machayev me to give 25,000 silver coins. 10,000 silver coins. And he says, yeah, what a big deal. They machayev me to give 10,000 silver coins. He says, yeah, but you're much richer than me. He says, I'm much richer than you. You're much richer than me. So he says, yeah, you know what? Let's trade our property. You think I'm so much richer than you. We're both giving the same taxes. Let's trade property. So they make a Kabbalah's Kenyan. We're going to trade property. And if we don't consummate the trade, then we're going to give a knas to, I don't know, we're going to give a knas. And then Makabel Kenyan on this. So, the Rivash Paskins, that based on this Rambam, okay, I'm just going to run out of time over here. Okay. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira that, in let me just have those papers. The Rambam says as follows. Hamaknada is in Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Mechira. If you sell something, Adama She'ena Mesuyim, an unclear item, so if it was, in other words, I made a deal, I'm going to buy something from you. So if it was something which we knew what I was selling to you, I have a box. I said, inside this box, there are, or inside this house, is grain. And I agreed to buy the grain. And the price will be a certain amount per pound or whatever it should be. And we don't know. Or I make up a price. So the halacha is, even though we didn't know exactly how much grain there was, the kinyan is chal, I know what I was buying. But if I have no idea what's in the house, I'll sell you what's in the house for $30,000. He said, oh, yippee. And he had no idea what's inside. So the whole thing is not chal. And the Rambam says, ve'ein ze'elek misachek b'kuvya. It's like gambling. Nothing doesn't count. So the Rivash says, when I made a deal to trade with you, my property for your property, you had no idea how much my property was worth. I had no idea how much your property was worth. And therefore, it's not like we made a gamble where I know that I'm betting $10, $50, $100. I had no idea what your stuff is worth. And the same way the Rambam says, when you have no idea what you're gambling, it's not chal. So to over here, it's not going to be chal. Contrary to this, I have to be mekatzer, I'm sorry. Please be moichel me. There is a Chumas Hadeshen. And the Chumas Hadeshen speaks about a case where there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, where Reuven decided he's going to trade his property together with Shimon and Levi, two for one. And after they made a kinyan and they're trading the property, afterwards, Reuven decided, he thought it over and he said, it's not such a good idea because it would seem that he was much richer than them. And they agreed to give, again, money to tzedakah. Here they agreed to give money to tzedakah if they back out, to be able to prevent them from backing out. And here, the Chumas Hadeshen says as follows. They convinced, Reuven decided he wants to back out, and he sent friends to Shimon that Shimon should also back out from the deal. Shimon agreed to back out from the deal. So he said, let's say it was only Reuven and Shimon. So we have a klal that if two people make an agreement and they agree that if they don't fulfill their agreement, they're going to give tzedakah to someone, he says if both parties are backing out from the agreement, they don't have to give the money to tzedakah. Why? Because they were only using that if the other guy is going to, if the other guy, they're using it as leverage to prevent the other guy from backing out. But if they're both backing out, they're not bound to give the money to tzedakah. Then he says, and similarly, even though Shimon backed out and Levi didn't back out, but he says, Reuben only agreed to trade for the property of Shimon and Levi. So if he doesn't get the property of Shimon, then he's not bound, just because he's not bound to Levi, because it was one package deal. But then he says, but let's say they made a kinyan. This is all without a kinyan. But in the event they made a kinyan, so now they're bound by the kinyan that they made. So he says, He was already kind of the property. You're already kind of the property. And since you're already kind of the property, not only can't Levi, not only doesn't he have to, Shimon also can't back out. If I make a kinyan on something, I can't just walk away and say, okay, never mind, you could keep it. You have to make new kinyanim. And therefore he says, the kinyanim are chal, the trade is chal, and there's no backseas on this. So the shach is medayek that this halacha is whether it would be a smachta, wouldn't be a smachta, would be totally in the machlokes between, the Ramah says it's a machlokes between the Ramah and Simon Reish Gimel says it's a machlokes between the Trumas Hadeshin and the Rivash, whether when people agree to trade property and they make a kinyan, is there a problem of a smachta? Is there no problem of a smachta? The Shach says, no, there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees it's an asmachta. The Rivash that says, the Trumas Hadeshin says that it works, is talking in a special case when you made a kinyan me'ashav bezen chashiv, or you did all the holy actions to make sure that it should have a taikif. But everybody agrees, conceptually, this would be a problem of asmachta. Back to our case, it would seem that when Aaron agreed to pay money to tzedakah based on the assumption that he gave more tzedakah than Shmuel, and Shmuel, not one of them was going to be wrong, one of them was going to be right. But clearly, each one thought they were right. So it's no worse than trading the property. It's a davar she'ein shem, we have no idea what's involved, and therefore it should be a problem of a smachla, smachla lukanya. However, there's a halacha, and we have a rule called amiroso legevoya, k'mesiroso lehedit. If you make a neder to give money to Tekdish, to tzedakah, so when you give it, it's like, it's as if you gave it over, it's as if you made a bona fide kinyan. So the Mordechai in Shor Shanogach Daladehe says, asmachta is kanya, even though normally asmachta loy kanya, but if it's a neder, the neder overrides the halacha asmachta loy kanya, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Beis Zayin Sif Yud Tes, asmachta is kanya, you could haggle with. But the Ramah says, v'imnader ezedavar be'asmachta litztaka oy lehekdish koine. If you may, if it was asmachta with that, with a kinyan, so then you're going to be koine. However, there is a hagois ashri, which the Trumas Hadesh brings down in Siman Nun Gimel, that says, nishtazai, that even though amiras l'gavoy k'misras l'hedyet means, in the same way that if you made a kinyan by hedyet, it's as if you'd say it by amira with words, you could be kinder by hektish. But if it's not going to work by hedyet, it won't work by hektish also not, and therefore, you're not obligated. Trumas Hadesh himself says, and since it is a machlokes, we shine him how to paskin, hamotzimei chaver ol v'raya. Which to me is like fighting words, because that's very nice, the money, but we're dealing with the nether, and that's a dvar iser, and sveke derais l'chumra. But I'll call upon him, there's certainly what that Aaron has what to rely on, although the Shulchan Aruch seems to disagree with this.